172, measure. First movement, measure 172. Page 22. Soon after this, occurrence, is that where we are?
Yeah.
It would have taken me a couple of hours, I think, to write all this down, and I think I can give it to you real quickly. So, we are revoicing. 172. Soprano and alto. Sing soprano. Tenor. Sing alto. Bass. Sing tenor. And we have a cello and a contrabass that are singing bass. And I think that's going to make for a very nice whirlwind. That will control the texture until measure 180. 180. Fourth count. Soprano, alto. Sing first alto. Soprano, alto. Sing first alto for 1, 2, 3, 4 measures. Tenor, sing second alto. Baritone, sing tenor. Bass, sing baritone. And once again, the bass part is done by the celli and bassi. And again, if you are curious to know what's happening here, just go back to 172.
Could you just repeat that last voicing real quick?
Repeat that instruction again?
Yep.
Yeah, at 180, fourth count. Soprano and alto, sing first alto. Tenor, sing second alto. Baritone, sing tenor. Bass, sing baritone. Nobody sings bass.
Then do we return to our regular parts?
You do that. Soprano and alto, yours is obvious. Bass, yours is obvious. Baritone, return to baritone at 184. Tenor, return to tenor at 184. And we'll rehearse all this next week, but if you are somewhat prepared for it, that'll make it go quicker. All right, so back up to 172, and let me give you a little demonstration of what we're after. Soon after this occurrence was heard, alarm of fire, alarm was heard in a boat shop on commercial. So what's happening here is just chaotic, absolutely chaotic. And it only goes on for about 5 minutes. So the chaos is just staggering. 185 with pickup. Are you ready for this? Soprano, sing soprano. Alto, sing alto. Tenor, sing tenor. Bass, sing bass. I know it's a little shock to the system, but okay. Only for two measures. Only for two measures. 187, soprano, alto, sing alto. Tenor, bass, sing tenor. You notice the last, in 188, that there are four parts. There's an alto one, an alto two, a tenor one, and a tenor two, so that's soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Fourth count, pick up to 189, soprano one. Up to soprano. Soprano two on alto one. Alto on alto two. Tenor, tenor one. Bass, tenor two. the bass line will once again be covered by the orchestra. I just can't imagine anybody trying to drum up energy for firefighting, saying, "Come on, boys, let's fight. Come on, boys, let's fight, let's fight." So, you know, it's going to be, And so that's the energy that I'm trying to tap into. Okay, continuing, letter K. Basses, you are still on tenor. Tenors at letter K are on alto. Altos and sopranos are on soprano, and when the part divides, the alto takes the lower note, the soprano takes the upper note. Pick up to 198, the word is set. S-A-T-B, your home sections. Tenor jumps up to alto. Let's just say tenor one. Tenor two needs to sustain the word flew. 201. Tenor one jumps up to alto. And the tenor ones that have jumped up, you will see in 203 the word flames on the downbeat. You sing the word flames, flames, then you go like, you're back to tenor, tenor one.
Are the altos also singing there?
The altos, indeed. Indeed. Yep, alto, definitely altos are singing.
We're just
all the altos are singing alto one, and the tenors are singing alto two. Correct. Two tenor parts in 203. Basses are on bass part for a change. And I think that's it. Is that it? Letter L. We have three-part division in which some of the altos move up to second soprano. Three-part division, some of the baritones move up to second tenor, but that's a division that we've worked with many times. 218, third count, basses sing the upper G. Back to which? L. Women in three, men in three. Tenor. Baritones can go back to bass. Correct. 220, the tenor bass in three parts returns to tenor bass bass because we have four parts going on at. We have a bass division in 221 and a tenor division in 223.
Chris, just staying men in three throughout the whole thing, there's never four parts.
Sorry, say it again.
There's never four parts simultaneously. Men just stay in three.
That becomes, I think, too complicated. So once the baritones have returned to baritone, don't go back up to the second tenor at 223. Let the tenors divide.
The same with the women in
221? Oh, that's a good question. When do you go back home? I think that that's a very good solution, yes. So the second sopranos will not go down to alto. The altos will divide at 221. All good? Moving on. Yes. 222. Flames.
There's a text. The D of devour is just absent.
Oh yeah. Devouring goes to the... Oh, that's curious, isn't it? Hmm. Yeah. No, I think just, I don't think the second line of text is needed there. I think that's just, computers do things, I have discovered. So I think that was the computer just taking vengeance. All right, so I think the rest of it. Yes?
Are we back to Men in 3 then at 224 or not?
No. No. Tenors divide at 224. Sopranos divide at 225. All altos stay on alto. All basses stay on bass. Just notice 226, R-O-R-E, is the way that Longfellow wrote it. It's a roar. Okay. 233, tenors divide, sopranos divide, as before. And, yeah. Yeah, I think that's enough for one night. So, what time is it?